Revelation chapter 21. The new heaven and the new earth. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and no longer was there any sea. I saw the new Jerusalem, the holy city, coming down from God, out of heaven, adorned as a bride prepared for her husband. A loud voice came from the throne, "Here is the dwelling of God among mortals. He will pitch his tent among them, and they will be his people. He will be God with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death or mourning, crying out or pain, for the world that was has passed away." The one seated on the throne said, "See, I make all things new." And then he said to me, "Write these words, because they are sure and true." And he said to me, "It is already done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I myself will give the thirsty to drink without cost from the fountain of living water. Thus the winner will be rewarded. For him I shall be God, and he will be my son. As for cowards, traitors, depraved, murderers, adulterers, sorcerers, and idolaters, all those who live in falsehood, their place is the lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death." The New Jerusalem. Then one of the seven angels came to me, one of those with the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues, and he said, "Come, I am going to show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." He took me up in a spiritual vision to a very high mountain, and he showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It shines with the glory of God, like a precious jewel with the color of crystal clear jasper. Its wall, large and high, has 12 gates. Stationed at them are 12 angels. Over the gates are written the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. 3 gates face the east. 3 gates face the north. 3 gates face the south, and 3 face the west. The city wall stands on 12 foundation stones, on which are written the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The angel who was speaking to me had a golden measuring rod to measure the city, its gates, and its wall. The city is laid out like a square. Its length is the same as its breadth. He measured it with his rod, and it was 12,000 furlongs. Its length, breadth, and height are equal. Then he measured the wall. It was 144 cubits high. The angel used an ordinary measure. The wall is made of jasper, and the city of pure gold, crystal clear. The foundations of the wall are adorned with every kind of precious jewel. The first is jasper, the second sapphire, the third turquoise, the fourth emerald, the fifth agate, the sixth ruby, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the 10th chrysopras, the 11th hyacinth, and the 12th amethyst. The 12 gates are 12 pearls, each gate made of a single pearl, and the square of the city is paved with gold as pure as transparent crystal. I saw no temple in the city, for the Lord God, Master of the universe, and the Lamb are themselves its temple. The city has no need of the light of the sun or the moon, since God's glory is its light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk in its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their treasures to it. Its gates will not be closed at sunset, for there will be no night there. It is there that the wealth and the most precious things of the nations will be brought. Nothing unclean will enter it, or anyone who does what is evil and false, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.